2008 Europe Ministry, Robert C. Newman, a quick sketch. This was my trip from March 17 to April 10 that took me from the U.S. to Cologne, and then by train through Paris to Lyon, and then by train to Swiss Le Bris, and then by train through Paris again to Amsterdam, to Tyndall Theological Seminary, and then by train back to Cologne to spend some time with my nephew there. Europe Ministry looks like this. Some time with the International Christian Community, a church in Lyon, France, at Le Bris, Switzerland, at Tyndall Theological Seminary in Amsterdam, Netherlands, and with the Turkish Fellowship in Cologne, Germany. The Charlottesville to Cologne section started out March 17th, flying from Charlottesville to Dulles, and then March 17 and 18, Dulles to Munich by air, and then March 18th, Munich to Cologne by air. There I met my nephew, and we had breakfast, and then he got me over to the train station. I had a five-day train pass, allows you to travel on five different days scattered over about a month, that was valid for five different countries. And so I took the train then from Cologne to Lyon by way of Paris. I was in Lyon from March 18 through 24, and on March 19, Michael Jenna took me on a tour of Lyon. Michael is one of our biblical grads who's involved in church planting in Lyon with the international Christian community there. March 20 and 21, I gave a seminar for professional educated non-Christians. March 22, breakfast at the home of Pastor Florent Varick, my translator, with a number of scientist friends of his. March 22, evening with a youth group on origins issues. March 23, spoke at their Easter sunrise service. And March 24, departed for Switzerland. Here's a picture of myself on the hill to the west of Lyon, and looking over the, I think that's the Rhone River, just behind the balcony there, and then the the sort of section of Lyon between the two rivers, and the Saône River, I believe, is the one on the other side, and you can see one of the buildings, the big building in Lyon called the Pencil. This is a brochure of my Science Speaks seminar, a dialogue of science and faith. And basically spoke there Thursday and Friday, March 20 and 21st. Here's a picture of me speaking in English and Florent translating into French, speaking on some world disasters, what's coming next, and a sketch of them, some of the kinds of disasters that are possible there. On March 22, spoke on creation versus evolution. Here we see one of the slides from the French version of the PowerPoint talk Reverend Varick put together, basically translated my two slide talks into French, so that we simultaneously projected on two different screens the English and French version of these. On March 22, I spoke to the youth group and did my slide talk Cosmos in Contact with a French translator for me, and here's the youth watching the picture on the screen, and my talking to some of the youth afterwards. This is the program from the Easter Sunrise service, which was held up on a mountain there, just outside Lyon, and I basically gave a talk on the evidence for the resurrection Here's a group scene from the Sunrise Surface, and here a sketch, a portrait of the DeGenna family with myself, Mike, and Karen, and their three kids. It was snowing a little bit, actually, on Easter there in Lyon. That was Easter Sunday, was March 23rd, so rather early in 2008. This is one of the trains that run from Lyon to Le Bray, Lyon down into Switzerland, actually, or up into Switzerland. And here is the original chalet at Le Bray, where the Schaeffers ministered. And a couple of pictures from my time in Le Bray. I was there for 3 days, March 25th to 27th. This is some of the residents at Le Bray eating breakfast, I believe it was. And the weather was a little on the cloudy side when we first got there, but by the time the last day, it had cleared up rather nicely. And so here's a picture of some of the Alps there around Le Bray. March 27 through April 4, I was in Amsterdam. Gave March 28 and 29, I gave a Bible science seminar. March 30, I preached at Christ Church South, an Anglican church in Amsterdam. March 31st, gave a lecture on the Gnostic Gospels. April 1 and April 3, I spoke in chapel. April 2, courtesy of the seminary, they hired a guide for me, and I had a personally guided tour of Harlem and Amsterdam, and then left Amsterdam for Cologne on April 4. This is the Science in the Bible seminar brochure that the seminary published for my program there. And you can see what some of the topics involved in this seminar over there on the right-hand side of the brochure. Doing Science in a Theistic Universe, God's Faithfulness as Seen in Our Universe, Creation-Evolution Debate, Intelligent Design, Genesis 1 and the Origin of the Earth, and the Star of Bethlehem, What Was It? Held a Friday evening and a Saturday, pretty well all day. Here's some of the audience at the Bible and Science seminar. And here the congregation at Christ Church South. This is the Drake Williams New Testament survey class who were there for my Gnostic Gospels lecture. That was the lecture was actually given to that particular class. And here some of the congregation, I guess we could call it, at the Tyndall Chapel. For the tour of Harlem, one of the highlights was a visit to the Tin Boom home, now the Tin Boom Museum, and still has a watch shop downstairs, but this is actually rented out to a watchmaker rather than actually being in the family. And here, an interior shot of the Tin Boom home with the picture of Corey's father up there above the piano is actually the copy that was made for the film on The Hiding Place. And so now is in the museum here. Tour of Amsterdam. This shows you a couple scenes. There's lots of water in Amsterdam, one of the canals there. And here we're looking at the museum there in Amsterdam. Amsterdam to Cologne. This shows the train I took there. And in Cologne in the area, I attended a Turkish Home Fellowship on April 4th. My nephew took me down to Linz for a tour of the village of Linz, city of Linz, small town, big town, small city of Linz, which has many antique buildings in it. April 6th, Sunday School and Service. I basically just attended that. They already had an invited speaker. April 7th, a free day. April 8th, visited University of Lyon and met a believer who is into creation, Dr. Lushki, and then took train to use up my last trips for a tour of Münster. Now here's a picture of my nephew and part of the Turkish Fellowship, and one of the other Christian workers connected with the Turkish Fellowship, Memdu Usal, and I believe that's his wife behind it. Picture of the city square at Linz. The weather, unfortunately, was not great at Linz. Sort of edge of raining, drizzling, and that sort of thing. But still, got a nice chance to see the place. The Sunday service was held in the facilities of the... read it here. Actually, Christian church in South Cologne. Anyway, I can't read the first words of it there off my my thing there. Let's see if I can find it here on. No, I don't have it on my itinerary. And here's one of the buildings at the University of Cologne. All the bicycles parked out in front. Both in Cologne, but even more so in Amsterdam, the place seemed to be loaded with bicycles. And here's Dr. Lushki. A couple of scenes from the city of Münster. Münster is the place where the Anabaptists took control of the city for some months and started a dictatorship there, etc. And when that was finally put down, the dictators were put in cages and hung up on the church building there. And if you look carefully up on the steeple there, right in the middle of the roadway, the black steeple, there's still the cages up there. And I attended, visited the Bible Museum in Münster as well. Here's a picture of my nephew and his wife Ilka, and their two kids, Nathaniel on the right and Christopher on the left. I headed home on April 10th, a shot from one of the buses in probably the Heathrow airport. So went back from Cologne via Heathrow, whereas I'd come through Munich, and then to Dulles, and then back to Charlottesville. Well, that's the end of this trip. It was a enjoyable and interesting trip for me. It reminds me again that Europe is very much a mission field. This particular picture, which I used also as the opening picture as well, is a picture, a street scene from Amsterdam.